This episode of Blow Jam is brought to you by Roan.com. Get 20% off at tryroan.com/blow when you use code BRIDGE20. Hey buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your beautiful host, Delia Blow Jam, and with me is my co-host, Ryan Blow Jam.
That's me.
That is you. And Ryan and I, we're here to tell you what's good listening in the podcast universe. There's a lot of trash out there, but we're going to keep it positive and tell you what's worth listening to. And our first segment's called Feed Me. We talk about our top three podcast in our feed this week. So, Boogie, how about you kick it off? What was good?
All right, my number one this week is 99% Invisible. It's a show about design with host Roman Mars. They recently did an episode called Wipeout. It's all about toilet paper and its history, which is pretty relevant now because you can't find any toilet paper anywhere because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But in all actuality, toilet paper hasn't been around that long. It was invented in 1857. Like, before that, people would just use whatever, you know, like a pine cone or, like...
Or their hand
or water or, like, just, like, a dried up...
A leaf are good.
Yeah, or, like, a newspaper. Everyone used to get the newspaper and use that for toilet paper. But anyway, it didn't really become mainstream until, like, years later due to, some very aggressive advertising by the Scott toilet paper industry.
We stand by Scott. That's our brand.
That's the one we use, yeah.
Even though it's rough and tumble, it's solid.
But they fucking tricked everybody into thinking they need toilet paper. It's crazy. You wouldn't even... Like, if you got mud on your hands or something, would you, like, take a piece of paper and just wipe it off and not use water? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
They really duped everybody.
Duped them.
Yeah.
I was walking Tito today, and I had to pee real bad, and I peed, and I used a leaf. And then I realized I had a tissue in my pocket, and I could have used that the whole time.
Oh, well, you used the leaf.
Yeah.
You could have used Tito, though, John.
I could have just... I had to put Tito, like... I had to wrap him around a tree far away from me because he would totally go for that shit. You ever pee around Tito? He's very curious.
No, he doesn't.
He would want to lap that up because our dog is super dumb.
Cool. Do you have a number one?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm doing things a little differently with respect to the whole pandemic and quarantine. I have, like, actual just straight podcasts that I'm recommending. They're just helping me get through this time. So first, I want to talk about the worst idea of all time. The Boys, Tim Bett, Guy Montgomery, they're comedians from New Zealand. And famously, the worst idea of all time is they watch a shitty movie every week for an entire calendar year. But their Patreon, they have, you know, their fans and their listeners vote to which movies they want them to review. And so they get to pick which shitty movies they watch. And the worst idea of all time, guys, they just open up the floodgates and all the Patreon stuff's coming out. So one of which, this is my first recommendation, but once again, the podcast as a whole, check it out, is Food Fight. I watch Food Fight, Buggy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, that movie is nuts. Bizarre. It's fucking bananas. So it came out in 2012, but
it's kind of disturbing.
It's very disturbing. Remember the ferret or what was it? Yeah, ferret. It looked like a chocolate turd.
Some weasel. It looked like a nutsack with like a weird dick coming out of it.
Yo, it's an animated movie.
It was like a poop dick or something.
They started making it in like 2001, but because of like all sorts of issues that you can listen to the show about, it didn't come out until 2012. And the animation was so bad. It looked like it could have been on, like, a Windows 95 computer.
Or, like, a cutscene from a Nintendo 64 video
game. Yeah, it was so bad. And it made no sense. And it's just, it's amazing. So I recommend watching that movie. It's free on YouTube. You got your Charlie Sheen, your Hilary Duff, Eva Longoria, Wayne Brady. And it just, it's nonsense. And the guys, they just break it down. It's so fucking funny.
It's so weird and disturbing that it's actually, like, borderline psychedelic when you watch it.
I recommend not doing any drugs because it might put you over the edge.
Yeah, but I'm never doing any psychedelic as long as that movie exists.
I agree.
All right, so...
back to you.
Oh, okay, so my number two is Dead Eyes. It's a podcast where host Connor Ratliff, he just goes off on how about he was fired by Tom Hanks from a role in HBO miniseries called Band of Brothers. In this episode, he questions whether he should keep doing the podcast after he learns that Tom Hanks and his wife actually got the coronavirus. And he also loses a gig opening. He was opening for this band like Guster, doing like comedy before their shows.
What?
He was going on tour with them, but then they shut the tour down, and he kind of, like, lost his gig, and he's forced to move back in with his parents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's not going well for him. Well.
I was listening to that when we went to Baltimore. I didn't know that he came out with more recent episodes.
Yeah. Yep. It's not going well for him.
Oh, no.
But, oh, well, you know, it's all right.
We're all getting through this.
He'll get through it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Tom Hanks isn't mad at him.
No.
I'm sure. I doubt he even heard the podcast, yeah.
I bet he thinks it's kind of funny.
Or if he did, he would think it was funny.
Yeah.
He said he had dead eyes.
You know, there was a podcast...
Oh, yeah, the guy with dead eyes.
The Daily, hosted by Michael Barbaro, they've been, like, just putting out profile pieces on people, one of which was, okay, so it's a print article, and then somebody just reads it, and there was a profile piece on Tom Hanks, and he actually is the nicest guy that ever existed.
Yeah. Yeah,
which probably makes it harder for this dude to be called Dead Eyes by Tom Hanks.
That's what everybody says, like, he talks around the podcast, they're like, what? Tom Hanks is, like, the nicest guy ever. He's the only one that doesn't think so. But whatever, you got a number two? Or?
I do. Buggy, you know how I've been going to bed early every night? Do you know what podcast I listen to?
Huh.
Dateline.
Oh, God.
Ever since the thing about Pam, I'm like, you know what? I'll subscribe to this.
How about Pam?
Yo, it helps me fall asleep. I can't take melatonin anymore. I don't drink anymore. So it's like the smooth voices of, like, Keith Morrison and Andrea Channing or Canning. The fuck Josh Mankiewicz or whatever the fuck. So basically what happens is I start listening to a Dateline podcast and I get the build up, I get the story, but then I fall asleep and I don't know what happened. And sometimes I just don't give a fuck and I'll move on to the next one.
Wow.
So every single night I listen to Dateline and that is how I fall asleep now instead of drugs.
Well, you know, they have this one podcast called Sleep With Me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sounds like really boring, drawn-out stories to actually make you fall asleep.
But shit, this works.
But if Dateline works, it works.
Yeah.
Some people were listening to, like the boating weather reports or whatever to fall asleep. Remember that online? And they took it away and everybody got mad. They're like, no, I can't go to sleep without it. All right.
There was one podcast where it was, like, Sleep With Me, but it was hosted by a woman, and I kind of liked their take on it. She would tell just this boring story once, and then she would tell it again, just way slower.
Oh, just keep doing
it
slower.
She would just tell the same story again.
It's probably effective.
Yeah, but anyway, so for Dateline, there is one... I mean, it is very salacious. It's good shit. I highly recommend finding the episode. You're going to have to dig a little bit or just Google it. It's called The Perfect Guy. And I was like, oh, this one seems dumb. Like, nobody dies in it. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. This guy screws over so many women. He's like a con artist. he takes hundreds of thousands of dollars from people. And, like, he does the stolen valor shit. He's just, like, the biggest piece of shit. It's great. So look up The Perfect Guy. It's an awesome story.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right, so my number three is Chapo Trap House. It's a democratic socialist political podcast with hosts Will Manicker, Matt Christman, Felix Spiderman, Amber Ellie Frost, Virgil Texas.
I bet Virgil has corona, by the way.
Did I forget anybody?
No, you got them all.
He's got corona?
Well, he hasn't been on. Everybody else has.
Oh, yeah, he's sick. Oh.
That's my suspicion. I don't know. And he's not tweeting anything. But anyway, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Cool. But anyway, there was a really funny bonus episode called This Is Sus, where Felix Spiderman reviews the first two episodes of the hit 2016 NBC drama This Is Us. And it's, like, really funny because he gets really into it. It's funny to hear him break it down because the show sounds like garbage.
Yeah, it sounds like pure trash.
But he does it in a really funny way. So check that one out. Or just any Chapo Trap House.
You know what?
You can just drop into any episode. It's fun.
Did you listen to the Chapo where they talked about Tipper Gore's PRMC?
Yeah, the PRMC,
fight against, like...
I don't really care about that much because, like, I remember when that happened.
Yeah.
It's like... People keep bringing up these things like OJ. It's like, it's still in my mind, you know, because, like, I had lived through it already. So the PMRC, you know, that's like Frank Zappa, the whole court thing. I remember all that. And the, yeah, John Denver and who was it? Twisted Sister.
Yeah, Dee Snider.
Dee Snider.
But I did want to bring up something because Tipper Gore, she was talking about Don't Come Around Here No More, the Tom Petty song.
Oh, yeah, I think.
It was Alice in Wonderland, and then they end up, like, eating her, like, a cake or something.
Yeah, he was like the Mad Hatter, and he turns into a cake somehow, and then he's cutting off a slice of her leg.
So she was like, my kid was disturbed by this or something, and then fucking Will Menaker and, what was his name, Brian Quimby, the guest, they were like, oh, you're a stupid kid and everything. I remember being really disturbed by that as a kid. But that's a good thing. Kids are supposed to be disturbed by shit.
I remember liking that video. It was fun.
Yeah, no, but I just, like, they're basically, I don't know, it just made me think, like, as a child, you need to be weirded out by stuff that makes you who you are. You need to be, like, disturbed by things. That's important.
Yeah. It was just a ridiculous thing that happened in, like, the 80s or whatever. Everyone, there was a satanic panic, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh! If you listen to heavy metal, you're a devil worshiper. And it's like, well, yeah, you know, it's like, not for real. It's
like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're listening to Slayer and we're drawing pentagrams, but we're just doing it to freak you out.
Yeah.
Because you're overreacting about it, so it's wicked
it's
funny.
It's working, yeah. It's
wicked funny to kids. So, like, yeah, of course we're going to go hardcore. This is the Cannibal Corpse and, like, Napalm Death and fucking Slayer and Deicide Legion.
In that episode, they said that Dungeons and Dragons, they had to remove devils and demons and, like, rename them something else.
What?
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons is, like, not satanic at all.
I know.
It's borderline LARPing, man. It's the most lamest shit ever. I like when Will Menaker was like, if your kid can't handle Tom Petty, he needs to give up.
But see, that's what bothered me, because I was like, I could handle it.
Just give up now if you can't handle
I didn't give
Petty.
Up. I didn't give up. And look at me now. I'm in the closet with my buggy talking about Chapo Trap House.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's just all silly. So, you got another one?
Yes, I do. It's called, this is a new one for Buggy. Your girl deal. It's called Strictly Stalking, and it's all about a victim, like two hosts, Jake Devtula and Jamie Beebe. They interview victims of stalkers or of stalking, and stalking is so fucked up. Like, it's really hard to arrest people on stalking and, like, actually get them to go to jail. And it's like cat and mouse games where it just psychologically ruins these people's lives and changes them. They have to move and hide and all this. And, like, every single one of them ends up becoming an advocate because it just totally changes them. I suggest listening to I listen to them all in one fucking day. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, and it's, like, women stalking women, schizophrenic parents stalking their kids. Like, anybody could stalk anybody. It's really, really weird.
Well, I support stalking. It's fun, and it's a good way to pass the time.
It is. Like, Oh, I'm being, like, serious. I internet stalked people before.
Oh, man.
But not, like, ever reach out. Just, like, I'll do, you know, I'll do some deep, deep searches. But I'll never, like, fucking be like, I know where you live or whatever, even if I know where you live.
Wow. Okay. So.
I'm just kidding. I recommend just starting at the first episode and listening to it. Cloud Star Chaser. Have you ever heard of that dude? He stalked Ivanka Trump, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Cloud Star Chaser. So this one is called Stalking Back. Her name is Lenora Claire.
How could you be afraid of Cloud Star Chaser?
Yo, Cloud Star Chaser. This guy is, yeah, enough said. Just listen to the show.
I'd just smack the shit out of that guy if he was stalking me.
Wait, let me show you.
I'm Cloud Star Chaser. Ooh. I don't care.
All right, you know what I care about?
Huh.
Ads.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, girls, and all you coolies in between, Rhone is offering an opportunity to receive 20% off Rhone products at tryrhone.com. Now, Rhone is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. And I don't know if you know this, but I am not a man, but I'm married to one, and Ryan fucking loves it. And that's because Rhone makes something for the modern man, regardless of the occasion. In addition to an awesome collection of premium shorts, shirts, tank tops, socks, swimwear, Rhone engineers clothing that's perfect for the office, long flights, and commutes. And Rhone's commuter collection, in particular, is their performance alternative to everyday workwear. Rhone offers everything from pants, polos — Ryan fucking loves polos — and shorts and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. Wrinkle-free. That's a selling point right there. So also, the commuter collection is good for all weather. Anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue. That's the best when you have apparel that is perfect for any occasion. You don't have to change it up every day. From work to the home to the parties and what have you. It's just like, hey, whatever, it fits. And Rhone, I gotta say, it's spelled R-H-O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. You absolutely must check it out and get that 20% off, yo. So to save 20% on your first order, go to tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20. Like, bridge over trouble 20. So again, that's tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20 to receive 20% off.
And we're back. And I've been relying heavily on podcasts that I'm familiar with for the most part. So, Boogie, I'm really interested to see what's new, because you do the deep dives and you find the good new stuff. Give me some good new nuggets.
I don't know how good they are, but there's some new ones.
Okay. Just, okay, I'll take it.
Well, this one's all right. It's not too bad, but it's not my type of thing. It's called Iway. It's a podcast with host Jamila Jamil. She challenges society's definition of worth through weight by asking different guests how they're working through their past shames to find their value and where their value truly lies. As to the first episode, where her guest was Beanie Feldstein, they discuss playing iconic teenage girls, how she came out on Twitter by accident. loving her body and clothes. So I give it like 2 Carol Baskins and 1 Joe Exotic. I mean, it's not really like my style, but I think, I don't know.
I might like it.
Some people might like it, yeah.
That sounds neat. Work through your shame and yeah, overcome
like,
it.
Yeah, it's like shame and body issues and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's just
So what, like embarrassed you and made you feel bad?
Yeah, how does society fuck your head up a little bit? And how did you deal with it? You know.
Wasn't she on New Girl? Jamila in the fucking... She's got that show with...
Jamila, she's in Good Place and the Misery Index.
Yes, Misery Index. That's what I'm thinking of. Fuck yeah.
I don't understand why she has body issues. But whatever. Okay. What do you got? You got something?
I got Deals fucking goddamn motherfucking true crime corner bullshit going on. Wait, let me get out my juice harp. Oh.
Why do you do it? You can't even hear it.
That's fucked up.
Okay.
So you're gonna think that this is crazy, but I really never knew anything about the Natalie Holloway case. It was like all over the news for like years when I graduated high school back in like 2004, 2005-ish. Anyway, case file. They did a 3-hour long podcast on it. The dude, Joran van der Sloot, just like lies. He makes up stories about it like constantly. And he ended up murdering somebody else because he got away with it. But listen to it. It's pretty good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a good delivery. Will you rate my delivery of that?
No. Okay, so my number two is Legends of the Old West. It's a podcast it's a podcast about the Old West with host Chris Wimmer. This is the first episode. It's about the Coffeyville raid. It's about how on October 5th in 1892, the Dalton Gang attempted one of the most daring robberies in the history of the Old West. They tried to rob 2 banks at the same time in broad daylight in Coffeyville, Kansas, which resulted in a legendary gun battle with the townsfolk. See, the thing was, the one guy grew up there, and he got recognized, and they're like, oh, they're trying to rob the bank. And then they told everyone in the town, and everybody went to the gun shops and, like, gunned up. Like, these guys didn't make it out alive.
Yes.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're stealing the people's money.
Yeah, it's like the whole town just, like, shot the shit out of these people.
That's awesome.
Pretty interesting. So, it's pretty cool, and he's going to have a bunch of stories like that, you know. So, I'll give it 2 Tiger Kings and a liger.
Oh, wow.
Is that a lion and a tiger mix?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I wonder if he liked Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know. Wow. All right. Don't look at me like that. Hey, I got something true crimey, sorta, real quick. So you know how a Sword and Scale, they have a daily show?
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
Yeah, yeah. So I listened to it, and they were very happy to report that the CEO and owner of the Wondery podcast network has been arrested for wire fraud and various other crimes with respect to FIFA and the World Cup in 2018 and like soccer. Yeah, the CEO, he's got these bad business dealings and he got arrested. And so the funny thing is that Sword and Scale was picked up by the Wondery Network, and then Mike Boudet made like a sexist joke on Twitter, and then Wondery dropped him, and then it kind of fucked up his shit for like a year, but...
Isn't it American History Teller's Wondery?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard about Legend of the Old West, and that's Wondery.
Yes, yes. Dirty John, Dr. Death, yeah, they got a lot of good shows.
It's a good network.
Yeah.
I think. So, apparently not, I guess, but
I don't know. It was very convoluted, but I just thought that was interesting.
Huh.
So yeah, back to you. I give it 5 SAFs.
Okay. All right, so my number three is Schraub Home Video Podcast. It's a comedy/movie podcast hosted by Rob Schraub and Abed Gaith, a.k.a. the real Abed.
From Community?
Well, it's not the... It's who the character is based on.
Okay, just so our listeners might know, the TV show Community. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's a video podcast. It was supposed to be like a live thing at Dynasty Typewriter. It's supposed to be like Harmontown. But then the pandemic hit, so they had to do it in a garage. It's pretty funny. His guest was Spencer from Harmontown. He only did like one episode. And it's kind of up in the air now because it's supposed to be like a live thing, you know, to fill in the slot for Harmontown. But I mean, it was pretty funny, but it was just kind of weird and lit all wrong. And like, it's hardly a podcast. It's more like a YouTube thing.
I bet it would have been better with an audience.
Yeah, where do you get the audio? You can't even, like, you can only watch it.
So, yeah, you can only go to his website, too.
Yeah, someone's got to talk to Schraub here.
Yeah.
Got to tell Schraub about technology.
I almost bought you a shirt, but then I'm like, oh, we're living in times of austerity. Yeah. Did you see the Get Off My Lawn Words t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But I like, I mean, I guess it could be good, but he's got some issues he's got to work through. Maybe you should talk to Dan Harmon. You could tell him how to do a podcast.
Yeah, he has a little bit of experience.
You should be on all the platforms, buddy. But oh well, he'll figure it out, I hope. All right.
So what do you give it?
Oh, I give it, I don't know, one crocodile and two lemurs. I don't know.
Okay.
What's a lemur? I don't know.
The one fat guy whose name I can't remember in The Tiger King had one. Remember, he was like the snitch, the undercover dude, sort of.
Oh,
with
okay.
the hair.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. See, we watched Tiger King. Can you guys tell?
Check. Oh, what about all the Tiger King podcasts?
Yeah. Everybody is doing Tiger King podcasts.
Dumb People Down, right?
Yeah, my boys from the Well Read podcast have, like, a video one.
Yeah, everyone's obsessed with that fucking Tiger King. It's like, I mean, it's fun, but...
Netflix is dropping an ace episode hosted by Joel McHale, where he interviews, like, the people.
Yeah, it's out now.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, shit. What do you rate that? Oh, we haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. So, did you get a name?
Let me just scroll through my feed and then I'll point to something. I do. Oh my god. Fucking Joe Rogan had on this dumb motherfucker, Dan Crenshaw.
Oh yeah, that guy with the eye patch.
Yeah, fuck this dude. So yeah, Dan Crenshaw, he
sucks.
Remember
Pete Davidson made fun of him and forced him to apologize?
Nah.
Is that the same guy?
I don't know. Navy SEAL?
I think so. No, maybe not. This guy with the eye patch?
I don't know. It's a podcast, so I don't watch Joe Rogan. I'm sorry.
It's the same guy. Sorry.
Okay. Well, good.
I'm just letting you know.
Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
He's a former United States Navy SEAL officer serving as the United States representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District since 2019.
And Pete Davidson made fun of him on Saturday Night Live, and he was forced to apologize to him.
Cool.
Live
good.
On air.
Good.
Okay.
So, all right. So that's it.
That's a famous thing that happened. All right. So my name is 36 from the Vault. It's a show where hosts Stephen Hayden and Rob Mitchum go through all 36 Dick's Picks, which are live Grateful Dead concert recordings. I didn't like this last episode because instead of doing a Dead show, they reviewed a Fish show. And I'm like, it kind of defeats the whole purpose of, like, this show, you know? It's like,
that sucks.
Yeah.
That's like, a waste of time.
You're doing a different band. It's like, if you got a Led Zeppelin podcast and you start doing Def Leppard, like, it's the same thing. All right, so that's a nay. Got any shout-outs?
Yeah, Disgraceland. So remember for April Fool's last year?
Oh, yeah, I heard that April Fool's one.
Yeah, so last year
John
for
Denver,
April...
Huh?
Yeah, so for last year's April Fool's, and you even shouted it out on last Pod Smash, he posited and made it seem like for real that Jim Morrison was the Zodiac Killer.
But the dates were kind of lining up. It was like, oh my God, man, it could be.
Well, I got duped by this disgrace land. I did.
But John Denver.
John Denver. Really? Yeah, because I didn't see the date that it came out. I listened to it like 8 days later. But, Jake Brennan, the host of Disgraceland podcast, he spun quite the yarn that John Denver was a secret sniper in the early Vietnam days, and he killed 105 people, and he did, like, the secret elite military training, and he was responsible for killing or assassinating JFK.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. As soon as he
said that, I was like,
no,
this is
bullshit.
No,
as soon as he said he was like a sniper, I'm like, nah, John Denver, no.
I don't know. I
no way.
I bought it.
But, well, he didn't get me this time, but.
It was really good. It was very colorful. So, Disgraceland is a podcast about rock and roll debauchery, and this episode was excellent. It was very good. Thank you, Jake.
Okay, I got a shout out. It's The Fighter and the Kid. It's a comedy podcast with hosts Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub. They recently had Joe McCall as their guest. So it's pretty good. And I also got another shout out. It's The Church of What's Happening Now. It's a comedy podcast hosted by Joey Coco Diaz. They recently had Joe McHale as their guest. So I'm going to shout that out, too.
So anything with Joe McHale.
I'm shouting out.
He's wicked funny.
Yeah, so check that out.
All right.
You got another shout out?
I do. Risk. It was a Risk single. This episode was called Baby Got Gas. It was a story told by W. Kamau Bell.
Oh, yeah. I heard
that. Yeah, he talks about modern day racism and his wife is white, and so they had a child, and the baby looked more white. So when he's like with the baby in the stroller, people are like, "What are you doing with this white baby?" But it like at a gas station, like I don't know. You gotta listen to it. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So I got one more shout out. It's my shout outs to Duncan Trussell, who has got a new show coming out on Netflix. It's coming out on 420 2020. It's called The Midnight Gospel. He created it with Pendleton Ward of Adventure Time fame. So I actually saw the trailer for it, and it looked really like psychedelic. Like, it looks like Adventure Time, but like crazy.
Yeah, for adults.
It's like Adventure Time on acid for adults. So I'm really excited about that. So check that out. Because he's actually using clips, some audio clips from the podcast itself. And also new stuff. It's pretty insane looking.
I actually just watched the trailer today. I'm super excited.
Yeah, didn't it look cool? He's like sticking his head in like this giant butt.
Yeah.
To go to like different dimensions or whatever. It's bizarre. I don't know. I can't even like describe it. Like, if you watch the trailer, you can't even describe it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
So 420 is something to look forward to.
Yeah. Get real high and watch that. Or listen to The Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
Yeah, in preparation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I think that was a fruitful episode. Buggy, good job. Lots of good recommendations. I highly recommend everybody hitting us up on the social medias. Google Blowjam, you'll find us. And please, like, drop us a review. Like, give us some 5 stars and shit. We would really appreciate it. Oh, and if you're bored, which I pretty much everybody is, give us a call at the Blowjam headquarters tip line. The phone number is 607-296-7297. Until next week, we'll see ya.
We're going to watch that new episode of Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Leave us a voicemail about the Tiger King episode.
Oh, shout out to 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
Watch that show.
Yes. Leave us a message about that.